It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Welcome back to This Whiskey Quickie, and we're looking at Michter's 10-year-old bourbon. Now, thankfully, you all didn't get to see the hellish intro we would have done of actually taking the wax off this thing.
Yeah, this review almost didn't happen because, man, they sealed this thing tight with this wax. We couldn't get it open, but almost we figured a way.
Yeah, almost didn't want us to drink it, right? So this is the Michter's 10-year bourbon, coming from, of course, Michter's Distillery. Now, this is an undisclosed mash bill. It is aged 10 years old. This is 94.4 proof and coming in with an SRP of $130.
All right.
So let's go ahead and dive in with the nose here.
I got like a little like light banana, brown sugar.
Brown sugar for sure. I think there's like a,
There's like a metallic kind of thing.
A little coppery bit. But I think there's like just a regular hint of like oak, some leather. I mean, just the all-around bourbon profile check boxes, which you would kind of see. Nothing overly spicy or fruity. I mean, there's a little bit of fruit characteristics there, but
yeah, there's a slight dried fruit, maybe a little grapey, plummy kind of thing.
Yeah, I can see the plum. All right, let's go with the taste. Easy sipping.
Yeah, I get some like raisins, kind of like maybe a little bit of bread pudding. Little syrupy kind of brown, that brown sugar really comes through on the palate. Overall, yeah, I mean, it's like your checkbox on the bourbon wheel. It's like got a lot of them going.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, there's nothing that's like crazy that stands out that you're like, whoa, this prominent flavor's there. I mean, it's all exactly what you would think of a good Kentucky bourbon.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose,
I'm kind of sideways. I mean, there's nothing outstanding, but it's solid. It's solid.
For sure. And the taste?
I'll go thumbs up. I mean, it's really good.
Yep. And the finish?
Sideways. I wanted a little more kind of robustness. It's like so easy sipping. It's kind of light, kind of falls flat. But if you like light, delicate whiskeys, this would be right up your alley.
For sure. All right. Cheers, y'all. We'll see you next time.